This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Here we are, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Why is anybody against this? One topic leads into another here, and it fits like a glove. It's very simple. Have we arrived at a place where anybody can give me good reason why schools, school districts, don't have full-on police forces? You want to say money? Okay. I say then you better be able to look through every line item and make sure you're not spending too much on anything else, because I say that you can allocate whatever you can to try to have a full-on, full-time police force at your school. Which I'll get to in a...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A minute about South Fayette Township schools. Okay? But first, the story from Shaler, and then it dovetails into this. Now, the guy's on the news right now, his picture, and it's out there. And seedy-looking character, I'll just say it. Tattoos all over his face. Not that that makes you a bad person, but I'll say this. Many more people with tattoos on their face are unsuccessful than those who are successful. But seriously, I'm not saying anything that I don't believe in. There are many more people in this world, especially in this country, who are unsuccessful, who have tattoos on their face, than who are successful. You got outliers, that's for sure. A couple musicians here and there, some people in the entertainment industry. Most people with tattoos on their face, unsuccessful. This guy, part of that group. Anyhow, so I wake up this morning and I see a note, a press release from the Shaler superintendent online. He goes on to say how there was a specific threat. Shaler Township Police Department alerted to a threat talking about the Shaler schools. Individual responsible is believed to have no connection to Shaler, and he did not. Then he ends up getting arrested by, this comes later on in the morning, by the county police. And you heard in Paul Rasmussen's update and in some of the other things that we've been running here, the very specific threat towards Shaler. Although, people saying that he has no link to it. We haven't even started school yet, and we're pushing stuff back because idiots are making threats to schools. You don't know when one of these people who are mentally deranged is going to do something and act on it. And you have to be more careful than not. So according to these documents, this Daniel White, I know a Danny White, not this one, though. 28 years old, showed up at Resolve Crisis in Point Breeze on Sunday. Said he's a murderer, and he's going to kill everyone. He's going to shoot up schools, especially the ones with white kids like Shaler. That's what prompted all this. Ends up getting arrested. And he's wanted on 3 counts of terroristic threats. He should be in a state mental institution, although we don't have enough of those anymore, so there's probably no beds for him. So by Wednesday, he'll probably be out walking around. Now, all that said, I ask you this. Had it not been resolved, and had it been somewhere else, especially a school, and he decided to act on this, what would stop him if it was one of the schools that doesn't have a police force? I commend South Fayette that's taking the lead of places like North Allegheny and Butler and places like that that have full-on police forces. So this is one of those things, and I said it to start the show, our school district where I live gets so much right. 99% of what they do, they get right. It's ridiculous we don't have a full-on police force because they have the tax base to have it. Instead, they have one officer who bounces between all the buildings. Not good enough. It just isn't. Not good enough at all. So, if you can and you have the ability to, there's no reason in this day and age why you don't. I was talking to somebody who works in one of the buildings, not in our school district, in another school district. His full-time job is to, well, be a police officer in one of the buildings locally in a school district. He works for a municipality, but he's a school resource officer. Reports to that school every day. Then when school's out in the summer, goes back to being a municipal police officer. He was explaining to me just recently, went to a bunch of FBI training, did all this stuff, how bad it can go in just 30 seconds. How terrible of a loss of life you can have in 30 seconds. He also went further, though. It was explaining to me this. He doesn't understand how some people have this whole, we can't make it Fort Knox, or why do we want it so fortified at our schools? Because in actuality, if they put a camera on him during his job, if you assimilate yourself correctly into that school, and if you're an officer who cares, the amount of kids who see you as just a faculty member, who happens to have a sidearm, but just a faculty member, it spikes exponentially very quickly. In effect, he talks to the kids when they don't have a problem. He's not just there whenever somebody's in trouble. He asks how they're doing in sports, how their family is, what's up, how their test scores are. They going to class, everything good? I saw you in that new car out there. Man, did you work all summer to get that? That's pretty cool. And he's not seen as somebody who is this gigantic authoritative figure. Now, if something bad happens, he's the guy. But he's not seen as that because he doesn't put himself up as that. He doesn't present himself as this Johnny Hardass walking around some school building. So when I hear this response of, well, it's too expensive, or especially, do we really want to fortify our schools? Maybe you're looking at the wrong candidates. Maybe you're looking at the wrong people. Perhaps you aren't even looking at people because you have a vision in your mind that's incorrect. I'm lost on this 100% so. I look at what South Fayette's doing. They have a good tax base there. A really good tax base. And you know what South Fayette's doing? Full-on, full-fledged, full-time police force. Nobody can applaud them more than me. You know why? Because maybe just from a visual deterrent situation, they could stop something really bad from happening. Honestly, nothing bad needs to happen and you counter it to verify why you're there, to justify your presence. Maybe just your presence is the justification of it. And why aren't we looking at that more for every school district in our area, especially in light of wackos walking amongst us and making very specific threats? And I'm not making them up. You know how I know? Shaler's not going back till a day later this school year because of a wacko walking amongst us and making very specific threats.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.